Of all the days of the liturgical calendar, this one is the most solemn. And oddly enough, among all the celebrations, this is the one which is often the least attended. And I've been in ministry, or as my wife likes to say, I've been drawing a church paycheck for 51 years, if you include my time as a youth minister. And every Good Friday is always one of those days, one of those celebrations in which we don't have a lot of participation. And I understand that. The joy boys of the faith really don't like Good Friday. It pierces us a bit to stop and remember why we are here. We are here every single time the church doors open. We are here every single time our eyes open. We are here every single time our minds open to embrace a new day because Jesus died on the cross. And it was an ugly, ugly death. When I was in high school and was beginning to feel the tugs of God's call on my life, it was an all-male Roman Catholic military school, and I asked my favorite mentor, Father Broglie, I said, why is there Jesus on the cross in the sanctuary but not in the Protestant churches? And Father Broglie thought long and hard about it. First, he said, I've never really considered it. But we talked about it for a good hour and a half. And finally, he said, maybe a lot of people really don't want to remember the cost of salvation. They really don't want to remember the pain of the cross, and so they've taken Jesus off the cross. Of course, I asked my pastor, Vernon Broyles, at North Avenue Presbyterian Church, Dr. Broyles, why is Jesus not on the cross? He said, well, we took Jesus off the cross to remind ourselves that the cross is now empty. Its power has been completely abolished. It is no more than a sign anymore of what Jesus did long, long ago. You know, seeing Jesus on the cross doesn't bother me anymore because I think it's good for us to remember what happened there. I was in a southern Georgia church when the movie The Passion of the Christ came out. Was that Mel Gibson who was in that? I don't really know because I never went to see it. One of the ladies, a band of the ladies of the church got a bus and they rode down to Tallahassee to go see it because there were bigger theaters in Tallahassee with better sound systems and they wanted to get the whole experience. And after they went, she wasn't the president. She was kind of the self-appointed leader of the ladies of the church. Came to me and she said, Ken, you really need to go see that movie. Well, you know, there's just enough of a Southern Presbyterian in me. You tell me that I got to go do something, it ain't going to happen. I am hostile toward any kind of authority except that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And truth be told, on my bad days, I'm not too sure about him either. Yeah, it's true. Sometimes we need to see Jesus on the cross, and this is the day in which we do that. There's a power there. there's a power there. And I finally told her, her name was Nancy. I won't give you her last name because she's still alive. I said, Nancy, why would I pay good money to go to Tallahassee and see the Lord of my life and my best friend put to death in a horrible, horrible way, which probably doesn't even really do justice to the reality of the thing? Why would I do that? She didn't have an answer. She went out and started the movement to get rid of Ken McKenzie, though. And I'm proud to say it took her 3 years. We need to remember the pain of the cross because that's why we are here. We need to remember the sacrifice made because it was made for us. And when we forget that, we surrender to those joy boys of the faith who make up songs like Every Day with Jesus is Sweeter Than the Day Before. Let me tell you, it's not. They make up songs that take the pain out of discipleship. They make it easy to be a disciple of Jesus Christ because there's no dark side. Friends, there is a dark side, and this day marks it. There is a life that was given in the most brutal of ways, and we need to remember that. We need, on this day, to stand by and perhaps even weep at the love that was given to save us. Yes, we were there. Perhaps not seeing the sights, feeling the heat, smelling the smells, swatting at the bugs. We weren't there physically, but we were there spiritually. And we need to remember that. Father Broglie and I struggled about that for, like I said, about an hour and a half. And I went back and I saw Father Broglie, about 3 months before he finally passed away. He was in a hospice in Atlanta. And I walked in and we greeted each other. He said, you know, I never have come to a full understanding of that cross question we discussed so long ago, but I have learned to trust that the answers will come, and we may not like them, but that's okay too. Do you remember the play Zorba the Greek? Nicholas Castaneda, I never can pronounce his name right, I just call him K Alphabet. He wrote Zorba the Greek, and there's a scene in which Zorba is going down the road and he sees an old, old man who's planting a tree. And Zorba goes up to him and he says, why are you planting that tree? You're not going to live long enough to enjoy its fruits. And the old man looked at Zorba and he said, I plant this tree because I live like I will never die. And Zorba moved on down the road and he smiles and he says to himself kind of ironically, and I live like I am going to die tomorrow. We need to learn to live as those who will never die. Because of the cross, death has no dominion over us. We need to live as those who will never die. Because, in truth, we won't. We indeed were there. Let us pray. It's easy to gloss over things, O Lord. It's easy to live in the sunshine, and it's frightening to have to go into the shadows. But send, we pray, your word and your will upon us. And help us to remember the pain of this day so that we may more fully appreciate the joy of the third day, when new life shall spring forth and all fears shall be dispersed. And for at least a while, your children shall sing the hallelujahs of new life and new birth. But until then, Lord, help us to know the pain and help us to keep the holy anticipation of your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.